to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital, FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Mike Pesca. Coming up, a road trip to end all road trip, three guys styling in a Toyota Scion, trying to set the cross-country speed record while hitting every state. But first, let's get the latest news headlines from the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Mike. It was a split decision last night in the race for the Democratic nomination. Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton each won a state. Obama won by double digits in North Carolina. Indiana was much closer. Hillary Clinton won there. Obama won the most pledged delegates last night, but of course it's not just about them. Both campaigns are hard at work spinning the results to win over superdelegates. Here's NPR's Mara Liasson with some insight.
Clinton's people will be saying, look, if he can't win these white working class voters in the primary, he can't win them in November. Obama will be saying, well, if she can't win black voters now, what makes you think that they're all going to go to her if she's the nominee? The superdelegates are watching these returns. They want to see if he has weathered the Reverend Wright controversy. Is African-American turnout still good enough for him? Does he get the turnout and the huge margins to offset his losses in white areas? And is he doing any worse with white working class voters than he did in Pennsylvania?
NPR political correspondent Mara Liasson. While the U.S. race goes on, Russia has a new president. Dmitry Medvedev took the oath of office in a Kremlin ceremony. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer is in Moscow.
42-year-old Medvedev is a lawyer with a softer, kinder image than his mentor Putin, a stern-faced former KGB officer. Medvedev has worked for Putin for the past 17 years and won the presidency last March in an election opposition leaders say was rigged. Many Russians question whether Medvedev will hold any real authority as president. Putin will remain in power as prime minister and head of the country's biggest political party. Putin has already transferred some of the president's powers to the formerly weak post of prime minister. Yesterday, riot police in central Moscow arrested dozens of demonstrators who tried to protest Medvedev's election.
NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reporting from Moscow. And are you ready for a 51st state that could make the Dems' primary a bit more interesting? Some politicians in Florida are volunteering. A city in the southern part of the state passed a resolution calling for two states, North Florida and South Florida. City commissioners in North Lauderdale are doing it to protest the state legislature. That's in the capital of Tallahassee in the state's north. The city says politicians up there don't do enough for South Florida. Asked for comment, Governor Charlie Crist just laughed. That is your news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.